Auroville Film Festival is right around the corner, and we're more than excited to bring forth a new segment where we introduce and interview the various faces of Auroville Film Festival. Here, we will discuss cinema and the new advances of the upcoming Biennale, which is to be held from December 16 to December 23, 2017. Today, with us we have Aurovillian Sasi Kant, who is a filmmaker, photographer and a film studies teacher to many students of Auroville. He is a key member of the Auroville Film Festival. Hi Sasi.
Hi Shreya.
So if you could just introduce yourself to our listeners so they have a better understanding of who we're talking to today.
Hi, my name is Sasi. I'm a long-term Aurovillian. I've been involved in the Auroville Film Festival for a little while now. So I'm here today to talk about our next festival and also a little bit about what has been happening since the inception of the festival.
All right. So when did the Auroville Film Festival begin?
The first festival was in 2009. We started around about the April of 2009. The idea was born out of an incident where BBC portrayed Auroville in a very bad light. So we thought, okay, we got to have a medium where we tell our own stories so that we can counter productions like the BBC production. So Marco was the one who came up with the idea of the festival. Mm-hmm. So there was Marco, myself, Krishna, Christoph, and around about that time we had this incredible gentleman from France called Sagunai, who was a film educator, and he came up with some ideas not only for teaching film but also for the film festival, and we were like kind of the core group that still around. Of course, Sagunai left, but Krishna, Christoph, Marco, and myself, we're still around. And then later on, we were joined by Tom, and quite recently by Fred. Okay. So we are kind of the core team that organizes the festival most years.
And since then, it's being been held after every 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's a Biennale.
Biennale.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the difference that you've seen over the years?
There's been a lot of changes. Of course, our whole aim is to try and improve as we go along. We introduced the category of human unity, which happened from the second festival on, being in Auroville, and Auroville being the purpose of Auroville being human unity. We thought human unity would be a good theme to introduce. We have our own definition of what we feel human unity is, based on the teachings of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, and we try to use that as our yard scale or our benchmark to judge the human unity films that come in. We receive human unity films from all around the world, and we have these other categories which are for Aurovillian and Aurovillian students, and the human unity is for the international entries, and of course.
And that always remains constant.
Yeah, human unity theme remains constant. One of the things that have changed over the years is the number of entries we get, especially in the human unity category.
Okay.
Last year we got around 400 odd. Films
okay.
on the last festival, not last year, last festival. But this festival, we're looking at about 3,000 films.
You've already got 3,000 films.
That's right, yes. And we still have a couple more days for the cutoff date, which is the 15th of June.
Right.
So we're looking at a huge volume increase.
You're going to be getting a lot more films. I hope you do.
Absolutely. I mean, the more, the better, because then we can choose the good quality ones. So as far as the quality of the festival, it's going to improve as time goes on. But with the volume of 3,000 films, we need huge amount of manpower to go through these films, you know, because when the films come in, we just don't accept it and put it on. You know, we have to go through them. We vet them, especially the human unity ones. We have to make sure that they fit under our description of what human unity is. So that's important, you know. So we have a group of people, Aurovillians, who go through these films. And I used to envy them at one time, but now I don't envy them anymore. They have to go through 3,000 films. It's a crazy amount of films to go through.
You've got a very short time.
That's
to
right.
Go through all those films.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So those are some of the changes that have happened, and one of the other things we have as part of the festival is the education outreach program.
Right.
Where we go into schools in and around Auroville and teach filmmaking. So there also there's been a lot of improvements. We've seen an improvement in the quality of the films. The students who have gone through the program, we've seen their understanding and knowledge of film and filmmaking has kind of deepened, so that the stories that they're starting to tell through their films have a lot more depth to them, a lot more kind of personal stories, you know.
Okay.
And also Tom came along and he introduced stop motion animation. So we have a lot of children doing stop motion animation, which is fantastic. You know, I mean, it's
they're very cute. I saw a few of them on the website.
Exactly,
really
I mean,
very
cute,
creative.
Cute is obviously one word you can use to describe those films, but they have a lot of fun making it, which is also important. You know, so so those are all some of the changes and improvements that have happened over time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And could you tell our listeners a bit about the KinoCell?
KinoCell was brought along, or the idea for KinoCell was brought by Fred. He was very passionate about it. KinoCell is where we give him 1 month of time. Anyone is welcome to participate. We facilitate. KinoCell is more a platform for them to show their films that they make in that 1 month time. So there's a screening every first Saturday of the month in Cinema Paradiso, starting about 10 in the morning. You bring your film, come about 15 minutes earlier, you give it to Christoph. He loads it all onto the system, and then we play the films. And if you want to say a few words about it, you're allowed to. So basically, it's a platform for people to show their films that they made in that 1 month time. And we, as part of the film festival, we just help them out if they need some suggestions, some ideas, need some help with editing, or need some equipment. Then we kind of facilitate that. So we're more or less only facilitators, not necessarily educators in that area. But yeah, the idea is for them to make a film every month.
Okay.
And hopefully these films will be collected, or it's up to the person whether they want to enter it in the film festival or not.
Okay.
And if they enter it in the film festival, then we'll show it in the festival also.
All right. So a lot of Aurevillians in around here, they do...
Yeah, I mean, there was Aurevillians, there are guests, newcomers, there are people from the villages.
Okay, volunteers, everybody.
Exactly, yeah. So we're having a nice group of people being involved, being passionate, starting to make films and showing them in the KinoCell.
Right.
And then the Kino Cabaret, which is going to happen during the festival itself, is a 24-hour filmmaking program. You know, so you have to make a film in 24 hours. And people who put their names down wanting to participate, they probably will be split into teams.
Right.
We'll put some experienced people in each of the team to help out. And whatever films they make in that 24 hours will be shown in the festival also.
That so that kind of sounds very interesting.
Exactly. So it kind of puts them under pressure. And a lot of times, you know, the creative juices flow, you know, when you're under pressure, you know. So I think that's going to be a very interesting panorama.
Okay.
To watch out for, I think.
And plus, I think this time's festival is going to be longer than the other festivals you've
had
so far.
Yes and no. It's. I'm not sure about this. I mean, we the initial dates we set were exactly the same as before, the 5 days. But considering that we've received 3,000 films in the Human Unity category, and the number of films that are chosen from that 3,000 to be shown, we might have to extend the days also.
Okay.
The other thing is, this festival usually happens much earlier, but the reason we are showing it towards the end of the year is so that it kind of ties in with the 50th anniversary of Aurevill, which is 2018.
Okay.
So you could more or less look at it as the first festival of the 2018 50th year celebrations, you know. So in that sense, we might have to extend the number of days also. But as I said, it all depends on funding.
Right.
And manpower. Funding is very important. I mean, when you have funding, you can always hire the manpower, you know.
Yeah.
And we've been lucky until now. We've had Stichting Desire fund us for a little while, and then we get funding from FWE, which is Funding for World Education. They fund the outreach education program.
Right.
They give us money for equipment and so on. SIRE also has been giving us some money.
Okay.
And AVI, the Aurevill International Centers, have been giving us some money, like Germany and so on. So between all these people, we've managed to survive. But this year, we don't have much funds, you know. So so if there's anybody out there who's passionate about film and would like to help us out, you know, you're most welcome, and we'd be incredibly grateful. And you can come and see the festival and see how your money is working, you know. So so if there's anybody out there, please help us.
Yeah, they really need the donations, guys. Please help them out. Crowdfund the festival. But how important do you think filmmaking is as a medium of storytelling?
Well, I mean, look at the huge volumes of films that are churned out around the world, you know. I mean, India at the moment is the biggest filmmaking country. A few years ago, there was 1,000 films coming out of India every year. That's like 2-3 films a day that's being made. You know, Hollywood used to be the center of filmmaking world for a long time, but now countries like India have kind of taken over. There's some incredible films that come out of Southeast Asia. Filmmaking is an incredible medium. I mean, pretty much from the day it was invented, you know, by the Lumiere brothers or Edison in America, and people like Milies who just took the medium and kind of, you know, ran with it, you know. And some of the stuff that Milies invented, we're still using in today's filmmaking, the editing techniques and so on. So it's like that, you know, it's an incredible medium for storytelling. And that's what film is all about, to tell your stories, you know. I mean, it can be entertaining, it can be educational, it can be propaganda, you name it. The uses are huge. So all the stuff that's been done in film, and I keep saying this again and again, is only scratching the surface. And with today's technology, with mobile phones being able to shoot 4K video and all that, it's immediate. It's in people's hands, you know. They can use it to tell their stories right then and there. So the medium is just opening up, you know, and what's going to happen from here on is going to be incredibly interesting in film. So film is one of those mediums that will not only survive and thrive, but it will just keep opening new boundaries, you know, as it goes along, you know. And so it's great to be in film. I love it, you know, and to be teaching film to these youngsters who today have all this knowledge at their fingertips, you know. So it's incredibly challenging. Mm.
And what do you think about all the films that are screened at Cinema Paradiso in the evenings?
I mean, those are very choice films, you know. The people who are involved in the screening them, they don't just show rubbish, you know. They show films that have some background to it, you know, not only the quality of the production, but the quality of the stories and so
make
on.
Make you think.
Exactly, yeah. They're not just films only for entertainment, you know. Yeah. So those are films that I always recommend my students to go and see it. Not that they listen to me all the time, you know, but yeah, I mean, they're a great choice of films that they show. And I myself don't get the time to go and see all of them, you know, but occasionally I try and make it. Okay. If it's a film that I find that I really need to see, then. But also today, a lot of the films that they show there, people are able to download. Mm. So they might have seen them already. In my case, yes, there are times when film schedule I've already seen because I either got it from a friend, or I probably shouldn't say this, but, you know, I managed to download it on the net, you know, or stream it or so on.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Film is very accessible these days. Extremely accessible.
And there's so many good films to watch out there. And I hope more people watch those films and don't stick to your typical entertainment Bollywood films.
I mean, unfortunately, the majority go to see films as entertainment.
Yeah.
And if the filmmaker is clever enough, he or she might be able to slip in some meaning, some revelation in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, injecting a needle into a banana, you know. Like, so, but most of the films are made as entertainment and as a money-making business. Yeah. You know, you take this huge Bahubali, you know, amount of money, but I couldn't sit through 10 minutes of it. Mm. You know, I'm sorry to all the Bahubali fans, but, you know, that's how it is. You know, if you like quality, you like quality, you know. So I mean, all of this is part of the medium, you know. You can't say this is bad, this is good. I think those sorts of arguments about film have no meaning anymore. Mm. You know, if it's either you like it or you don't like it. Either you're interested or you're not interested. It's as simple as that. Yeah. You're willing to spend 3 hours sitting and watching a film, that's up to you. You know, I can't tell you don't go watch that film, it's crap, you know, but you might want to watch it because it's crap. You know, that's how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And coming back to remind our listeners about the deadlines for this time's submissions for the film festival. What exactly are the deadlines like?
Well, the Human Unity closes on the 15th of June.
Okay, so that's 2 days from now.
Yeah, and the other categories, which are films by Aurovillians, films about Auroville, and the student film categories, close on the 30th of July.
Okay, so I hope a lot of our listeners out there listen to this and you submit more films. Although I know you already have 3,000 films to watch, I hope you get more submissions.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you.
We're really looking forward to Auroville Film Festival.
And thank you for this opportunity to help us spread the word about the Auroville Film Festival. Mm-hmm.